ABC News.
We'll take a closer look at the Facebook situation in a moment, because there obviously is going to be an increasing global reaction to this. The statement came out not that long ago, and basically the crux of it, in response to Australia's proposed new media bargaining law, Facebook will restrict publishers and people in Australia from sharing or viewing Australian and international news content. Reading some of the statement here, for Facebook it says, according to the social media giant, its claim is the business gain for news is actually minimal. News makes up less than 4% of the content that people see in their news feed. And journalism, it says, is important to a democratic society, which is why we build dedicated free tools to support news organisations around the world in innovating their content for online audiences. But basically, it said that the laws that are being proposed in Australia fundamentally misunderstand and the relationship between their platform and publishers who use it to share news content, and was faced with that stark choice between attempting to comply with a law or banning news content on its services in Australia altogether. So, Matthew Ingram writes about digital media for the Columbia Journalism Review, and he joins us now from Canada to discuss this more. Thanks very much for your time, Matthew.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Early days, the statement only came out a couple of hours ago, but what's your reaction to this move so far from Facebook?
Well, I have to say I'm surprised. I didn't expect them. I called this the sort of nuclear option. I didn't expect them to go this far. I mean, Google has threatened to do the same thing, not just in Australia, but in France and Germany and other countries, and it has never done it. So I guess Facebook clearly wants to send a message that it's not willing to be sort of railroaded into this law, I guess.
So what do you think today's announcement could mean for other countries then? I imagine they're probably watching this fairly closely.
Yeah, I think that's part of the reason why Facebook probably did it. And it's the same reason Google has been kind of saber-rattling about similar things, because they're afraid that if this works in Australia, that lots of other countries and the EU and so on are going to effectively copy and paste from Australia's code, and there'll be a sort of global movement to force them to pay for news.
There's been a debate for some time now over what Facebook actually is, really, and whether it can actually be classified as a publisher. In this statement, Facebook says that the laws being proposed in Australia represent a fundamental misunderstanding. I mean, what's your view about that?
Well, I think they and Google effectively are both arguing that asking them to pay for news content is nonsensical, or to pay for tiny excerpts that they include along with a link. So the argument is that publishers provide that content freely. If they don't want to, they don't have to, and they get traffic in return. And so, in fact, there are some defenders of Facebook and Google who've argued that if you look at it from an economic standpoint, publishers should be paying Google and Facebook for hosting their content.
Because some have made the argument that news organizations need Facebook a lot more than it needs them. Facebook says it's the business gain from news is minimal. Less than 4% of the content people see in their news feed is news. But you disagree. I mean, why?
I don't disagree at all. In fact, I think this is going to harm publishers far more than Facebook. I doubt Facebook really cares about news at all, to be honest. I mean, it's a gigantic pain. Regulators get upset about it, and it probably generates tiny amounts of revenue. So.
Yeah. And Matthew, I mean, it's not to, as you say, this is the nuclear option in your words. Other people seem to be joking on social media at the moment that we're actually lucky here in Australia now, because a lot of fake news that's been spread on Facebook, and we won't be subjected to that anymore. Could there be a silver lining here?
I've seen the same thing. I've seen literally hundreds of people responding, I wish you would do that in our country, or I wish Facebook would get rid of news completely, or in fact, could Facebook leave our country entirely? News on Facebook can be a very toxic thing, just as it often is on Twitter. And so I think people are, you know, clearly fed up with a lot of that, and may even be fed up with Facebook, period.
Is it the case, though, just going back to the relationship between the news organisations and Facebook we were discussing a minute ago, is there the case that this media bargaining code where we have in Australia, this proposal, has it backfired in a way, and are Australian consumers set to miss out?
I mean, it certainly hasn't backfired for News Corp. Google is paying them money, Facebook is paying them money, and apparently paying them money and now not allowing them to post their news. So I think it's going to backfire for lots of smaller and independent publishers. Certainly it's backfiring for them now. They probably rely far more on Facebook than Facebook cares about them. And so, you know, it's going to be a loss for them, period.
Can we look at Google? Because it had threatened to block its service in Australia over the media bargaining code as well. But, you know, as you say, we've learned in recent days of reports that they've reached these multi-million dollar deals. I'm thinking of news organisations here in Australia, Seven and Nine, for example. Why do you think that there's a different approach there?
Well, I think, to be honest, Google needs news more than Facebook does. You know, Facebook is a gigantic social network that profits from your and my cat photos more than it does from news articles, whereas Google, I think, news drives a lot of traffic, although they don't monetize it directly. And so, you know, what they're primarily interested in is in being able to cut their own deals rather than have a law that forces them to pay everyone. So on the one hand, they're fighting the code, and on the other hand, they're cutting deals as quickly as they can with the largest publishers and hoping that the whole thing will sort of go away for now.
You obviously look at this closely, Matthew. I mean, tell me, how has the business of journalism changed because of digital companies like Facebook?
How much time do we have?
yes, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think journalism, I mean, Facebook and Google are just the sort of two, you know, most obvious and largest players in what's been a massive transformation of the way that information works. And so they've taken advantage in a way that media companies have not, and they're winning and media companies are losing. And I think Facebook, you know, we're seeing now, like, what really matters to Facebook. So all the commitments to high-quality news and all the sort of speeches that Mark Zuckerberg has given about how much they care about quality information and so on, when it comes right down to it and there's a sort of economic threat, they'll cut off an entire country. So I think we're seeing what matters to them.
It's Matthew Ingram, who writes about digital media for the Columbia Journalism Review, joining us there from Canada.